Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Mem. And 40th daf here in Maseches Chala. And we're into the Mems, and we're in the fourth parak still. And we are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So we just had the cases we're talking about. This whole Amud is about you have something in the middle. And the question is the item in the middle mitzaref? Does it combine what's on the two sides? And we had a whole list in the Brisa. Shroom in the middle does not combine. A goy's dough in the middle does not combine. Rice in the middle does not combine. A different type of grain does combine. Dough of a different woman does combine. Right? A dough that was already fixed, that you already took challah off of, does combine. All of these, you're able to take the two sides. What about challah? What about challah itself? Can challah combine two doughs that you haven't taken challah off of yet? So that was a question. And the brisa that was brought to answer, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul brought the brisa, hektish is mitzaref, challah is not mitzaref. And the Gemara explained why. Because hektish, theoretically, you could kind of go, I don't know, back in time, but you can make it into chulin by redeeming it. If you can redeem it, so it could become like the two sides. So it's in the parsha. But challah, once it's challah, then it's not like the two sides. Even though what you want to do is to make those two things into challah, that's what you want. But still, once it's challah, the Gemara says it's not mitzaref. I saw it in the achron in the back, the Tel Torah. The Tel Torah has a comment, and he says the fact that it says challah here is excluded. Is this against the Chasam Sofer? What Chasam Sofer? Again, it's two very different worlds, but after he makes his comment, the last two words of his is, V'yesh l'chalik. Right? Maybe you could distinguish between them. But yes, at least brings up the issue. Here it talks about challah, whether challah is within the parsha of the chul, and that's going to become challah. So he talks about a Chasam Sofer, which discusses, can a Kohen be a shliach for a Yisrael for Pidyon HaBen? Right, I want to be poda my son. So I'm going to send a Kohen to be poda my son. But a Kohen himself does not have to be poda his son. So could he be my shliach? Is he mufka from this mitzvah? At least from this side of it. From the other side of it, I need a Kohen. I need a Kohen to be poda my son, and I'm going to give the money to. But a Kohen doesn't have to be poda his own son. So could he be my shliach? Could he be my shliach? So that's the question. He says, umizeh, says the Tel Torah, Yesh lafak peksas al das chubas chasam sofer yaradeya reis adivav. Shekasav. To Kohen, av she'enu mechuyev bepidyon haben, even though Kohen himself, right, or a bas Kohen, does not have a chiyev to pidyon haben, mikol makom yachol laso shliach liftos ben Yisrael. He could be a shliach. Let's see, if I can't get there, I could do it. Again, there's a question. Let's say the father and the son can't be in the same place. You could do it without the son there. You just need the father there. It's his mitzvah. Right, but what if the father doesn't want to do it without the son? There were stories a few months ago about soldiers being videos about being poed to their son while they're in Gaza, and unbelievable videos. So here, what if you can you make a Kohen a shliach? Kivan, so the Chasam Sofer says he can. Kivan shagam hu yitzah b'pidyon at slow podin, because he's involved on the other side. He's involved on the other side. So he says, is that against here? Because like challah is kind of on the other side of the chulin. Right, you have the two chulins, and it was saying, challah is not like them. And therefore, challah is not mitzaref them. But what I mean? It's like a Kohen to a Yisrael, to the Yisraels. And the challah to the, so here you see, challah is not mitzaref. It says, hari the challah enos bak baksa, that's the phrase that Chazal used sometimes, it's not the same type, to chulin atvulim l'challah, v'yesh l'chalik. And he's, says, but you could obviously distinguish between a Kohen's, you could say Shlichus is different than a Tziruf. You could say the connection of a Kohen to a Pidyon HaBen is closer than Chala to Chulon HaTfulon L'Chala. There are many Chilukim. But he interestingly brings that up. Chasam Sofer, I'll just read it. There he says, V'amnam Kohen nearly dekasha l'shlichus. Mishum, this is in Yaradeya Rei Sadivav. Mishum, shehuhu shepodin oso. And the Gemara says, could a man make a woman to bring a get to his wife? Could a man make a woman? And the Gemara says, yeah, because she's within the parsha of get. She can't give a get. She'll never give a get, but she can receive a get. Right? So, And the other way, could a woman appoint a man to accept a get? So the Gemara talks about that. So you see, they're both in the world. They're both involved in the pidyon. This relates to, in general, shlichus. Right? The Chasam Sofer is assuming against the Ramah. Right? There is a much-discussed Ramah in Yaradeya Shinhei. Shinhei, that's the simon of Pidyon HaBen, where the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes a Rivash that says, it's really a questioner to the Rivash was a Talmud of the Ran, a questioner to the Rivash, and the questioner assumed that you cannot make a shliach to be poda your son. The father cannot make a shliach, has to do it himself. And he asks a question based on that, and the Rivash answers the question, but doesn't reject the whole assumption of the question about not making a shliach. That's why they call it, it must be the Rivash holds, they call it the Rivash holds, that you can't make a shliach, even though the Rivash himself didn't actually say it. Right, the Ramah says, Ve'ein ha'av, this is Yeredeya, Shinhei Yud. Ve'ein ha'av yachol levdos al yedei shliach. Can't be poda yedei shliach. And all the Achronim wonder, why is that? You could do bris milah yedei shliach, right? I've never done bris milah. I've made, Baruch Hashem, 5 shlichim, but I don't, there's no problem with almost everything in the book you can make a shliach for. Right, except if it's a mitzvah shebegufo, as the Tosfos Rid describes, you can't make a shliach to put tefillin on for you. You can't make a shliach to sit in a sukkah for you. But you can make a shliach to do any, you can make a shliach to get married. Kiddushin, Gerushin, those are Beferish Gemaras, Mishnayos. So why wouldn't you be able to? So that is a question that is dealt with. But again, the whole assumption of the Chasam Sofer is against that Ramah. Right, that you could do it through a shliach, and the whole question is, could even a kohen be a shliach in that regard? But again, there's much discussion. The Aruch HaShulchan again wonders about this Ramah and says maybe it's based on he makes a new drasha that we don't have, but you got to explain the Ramah somehow. He says, he quotes the Ramah here in Shinhei Sif. Hey, and he says, everybody rejected the Ramah, who quoted the questioner of the Rivash. And even though he can really do it wherever he is, you don't have to say, you don't have to have the kid there. For lo yomar ze b'ni b'chori, ela ben b'chor yeshli. Right? You don't have to say ze. She'eni, she'eni b'chor leftoso, mikol makom, chasva gdolam b'tov yoser ha'idei shliach, milifto shelo b'makom ha'yeled. Dech yiftenu shema meis ha'yeled, b'zman hazeh, you can be on the phone, and you know the yeled who didn't die. Hare ein lo adan chesgas chayim, b'chulu. And then he says, after saying that we reject the Ramah, then he says, and what's the basis for the Ramah anyway? He says, "V'hinei be'emes yesh lo tamua." Rabbeinu Arama mara al kacha lefsok din tamua in the v'kasher asher kasav mikoro burivash less hashem klal ubrirali imlo havile ezetam bazelo hayaposek. He wouldn't have just quoted the Rivash unless he thought it was right. Right, and therefore, you got to give some svara for the Rama. V'chein yirlan yas daiti shad tzedekimo. And he turns everything on its head. He says, I think the Rama is right. To call mitzvah shatora amra mefurash sha'ata ta'ase kimidumani she'ein biyecholes laso shliach lazeh. Whoa, a chiddush. If the Torah ever says, do this, you can't make a shliach. The Torah doesn't say often, do this. The kamo benedarim, ba'afaras ha'ba'al le'ishto, where Rabbi Yoshia holds that only the husband can be mefer. Right? Hachanami, kivin dechziv kol b'char banecha tifteh, you, velo ha'shliach. He makes up a drasha. This drasha is on the Gemara. Tifteh velo ha'shliach. Velo dami lemila, delo huskra b'tora mefurash sha'al al ha'av. V'chiyu v'da'av yafinan sham mi vayam al Avraham. It says Avraham did mila to his son. Doesn't say, you do mila. Right? K'moch mevor. Aval hacha dome lahafara. B'chulu. Amazing. So that's the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan explaining the Ramah, explaining the Rivash. But again, most argue, but that was brought in here by the Tel Torah about a Kohen being connected to the Yisraelim around him with the Chala being connected to the does around. Okay, so let's continue back to where we were up to. So we mentioned a chiluk between if you have two cases, right? You have wheat and barley on the sides and kusmin spelt in the middle. So each, if each one of them is a kav, a chatzikav, if each is a chatzikav, then only the kusmin in the middle you have to take challah from, because that now joins everything together and you have enough for the shear of challah. But if you have one kav in each one, one kav of wheat and one kav of barley, and in the middle you have a kav of kusmin, then all three of them are connected. So now the Gemara says, Lo Amar, five lines from the bottom, Lo Amar Lamit Tesma Beis, Ela Kav Chitim, Kav Saorim, Kav Kusmin, Be'emsa. We add that word. This is only, this whole structure only works if you have wheat and barley on the sides and Kusmin in the middle. But if you would have Ha Kav Chitim, and I'm going to flip the Girsa, Ha Kav Chitim, V'Kav Kusmin, V'Kav Saorin, Be'emsa, but if you have wheat and spelt on the sides with barley in the middle, lo bada, it's not true. Then only the barley and the spelt are going to combine. Only the barley and the spelt, but not with the wheat. And the Gemara wonders, well, why is that? Right? Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chavran Rabbanan Boy, what? Why should there be a difference? Whether the spelt is in the middle or the barley is in the middle. Ma bin kusman ba'emsa, ma bin sa'orim ba'emsa. Meaning what? We just said up above on this same amud, what did we say on the second line? Kav min acher mitzaref. We said if you have one of the other ones together, one of the other types, it's mitzaref. So here, even the barley and the biddle should be mitzaref, the wheat and the spelt on the sides. So why should it only be connected if you have the spelt in the middle? Because the spelt is connected with the wheat. Like we said, wheat only combines with spelt. But even if the wheat and the spelt are separate, right? So the if the barley is in the middle, shouldn't you say it's connected? Shouldn't you say the barley is mitzaref? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Kohen b'shem Rabbanin de Kesarin, ein akusmin. So now something that we didn't know, ein akusmin mitzarfim emachite bebnei shehu b'mino. The reason that barley and spelt, I'm sorry, reason that wheat and spelt, reason that chitim akusmin combine is not because it's the same type. Spelt isn't wheat. That's not the reason that they could combine. What did the Mishnah say earlier? The Mishnah said wheat combines with spelt. It's not because they're one type. Ela shehu midamelo. It's similar to each other. Mikivan shehu rachok mimenu ena midamelo. When spelt is next to wheat, then you could view them as, oh, they're similar enough. Let's put them all together and then you can make one dough out of it. But they're not the same type. If they're the same type, meaning, if you have wheat and wheat on two sides and barley in the middle, those two wheats combine. Because those are mamish the same type, the barley is within the world of challah, so they can combine. But if you have wheat on one side and spelt on the other side, then we say spelt is not connected to the wheat. It's only connected to it when it is in proximity of it. Mikivan shehu rachok mimena, and once it's separated from it, eino midamelo, then it is not comparable, and therefore we don't say that, we say that they do not combine, right? And therefore with the spelt, and that's the svara for the Gemara. So again, we thought up until now that spelt was a type of wheat. Well, at least in the halachic category, right? We're not saying it's type mamish. Some people are allergic to wheat and only have spelt, but in terms of the halachic classification. Right, which again, not everybody might agree with. Remember, we had a couple of days ago. We had, you know, what combines with what, and we said the Rambam holds that spelt and wheat, even though the Gemara only says wheat, the Rambam includes spelt. Right, there's different svaras that are given, but here at least the Gemara says wheat and spelt are not the same type; they're just similar, and therefore when they're next to each other, that they could combine. But if they are not next to each other, then they are not combinable. Okay. We continue. Rabbi Yonah Bai. So Rabbi Yonah says, oh, so we've been talking about the chiv of challah. If you have two, right, chiyuvim on the side and something in the middle that's not mechuyev, what is the din? So Rabbi Yonah says, there's another area of halacha where we combine things that are distant from each other, and we want to know if the middle is mitzarif. So Rabbi Yonah Bai, af le'inyin meiser behema kein. Would you say the same thing for Meiser Behema? Meaning, I have to get Meiser Behema. If I have 10 animals, I have to get Meiser Behema. If I have 10 sheep in one area, but the sheep have to be in one area. What if I have one sheep in Yerushalayim and one sheep in Beit Shemesh and one sheep in Haifa? And what? They're not. combinable. Even if I have the quantity of sheep that's required for Maaser Behema giving 10% as a karban, the Mishnah says in Becharas Daf Nun Daled, no, they have to be within one grazing area. What's one grazing area? 16 mil. 16 mil, which is about a kilometer. Right? So they have to be within a kilometer of each other. Fine. That's what's needed. What happens if I have some in one city and some in the other city, and they're 32 mil away from each other? But I got one sheep right in the middle. One sheep right in the middle. Could that sheep combine the two sides? Could that sheep combine the two sides? What if that sheep is not mechuyev? Like our case is here. Right? What if it's not mechuyev? That's the question. Do you have the same rules? Do you have the same rules in terms of this, right? Because our Mishnah said a kav that you already took challah from, so then that's mitzarif. So what if you have a sheep that you already took meiser behema from? So let's see. Reb Yonah boy, aflin your meiser behema kain. Right? What about regarding meiser behema? So let's see the question. The Gemara talks about the question. Kigon, we switch the girsa, take out the next three words. Kigon hayu lo chamesh chiyuv bekfar Chananya. If there are five, you have to see where these places are in our places that are called Kfar Chananya in Israel today, right? So if there are, he has five sheep in Kfar Chananya, the Chamesh Chiyiv B'Kfar Nosnai, and he has five in Kfar Nosnai, so if they would be together, great, but they're not together. The Chamesh Patur B'Tziporin, but in Tzipori, which is in the middle between these two cities, you have five that already have been exempted based on the Maisa that you took off. So it's the same kind of idea by the challah. If you have in the middle, you have chulin that you already took challah from, and you have two on the sides. So what do we say about that? That combines the two. So here, do these sheep in the middle combine the two sides? So we say, kema de tamar, we switch hacha. Just like we say here, davar shenit lachalaso, something that you took challah from, be'emsa mitzarev. Should we say that something that you took challah from, it's mitzarev, the two sides, of taman kain, so too over there. We switch the taman and the hacha. So we should say there too. Oh, or tamar, maybe we should say shanihi. Right? Maybe we say, no, you can't compare. Why? Because at least in our case, by the chala shehu binashuch. All right, what's our case talking about? They're all physically contiguous. They're all connected. Right? You have dough in the middle. You have dough on the right, dough on the left. They're all connected. So maybe there you could say, oh, the chulin that you already took off challah from, that they're basically combined, right? You're using the conduit, the sheep. They're in two different cities. Vehahein shisha eser mil lo kenashuchu, right? Those 16 mil, that's not like nashuch. Question: I had to read these two lines, but reading it in one way, right? So therefore, maybe you shouldn't compare them, right? This is the rule. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this issue, right? In Hilchos Becharos. The Rambam in Hilchos Becharos in Perek Shvi, he talks about these rules, right? The Rambam says, Misha ha'ilo asara tzla'im, and again, there's no Yerushalmi on Becharos, so you gotta focus on it now. Misha ha'ilo asara tzla'im, hevish b'echa meiser, I have 10 sheep, and I took one meiser off. I have 10 sheep, I just took one out and gave, and said, this is meiser. Guess what? Doesn't work. That's not how you give meiser behema, as we've spoken about before. Ha'ilo me'a v'hevish asara l'meiser. I have 100, I count out 10. Okay, these are going to meiser. Ein elu meiser. Meiser has to be counted out and labeled number 10, not 10%. Elaketzad ose, and it's ma'akev. If you don't do this, then it's not meiser. Kones kol atzloim o kol agalom ladir. I gather all of my sheep or my calves into one grazing area. Va'ose lo pesach katan. And I make a little, it's laborious, but, you know, this is what it is. You have to take a little opening. So don't go out at once. Umamid imo semi bachutz. You know, you put the mothers on the other side, so the sheep would want to go through. Vehein goos, and the mothers are groaning. Kadesha yishmu hatzlaim kolan, so that the sheep hear their voice. Veyetsum and adiel grasan, and they go out. As the pasuk says at the end of Ayikra, shenemar kol asher yavar, sheyavar meatzmo velo sheyutzio biado. You can't push them through. You can encourage them by putting the mother on the other side, but you can't push them through. Ukshietsu menadira ze achar ze, maschil umonam beshevet. Echad, shtayim, shalosha. Arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha. Vahayotze asiri, bein zachar, bein nekeva. The one that comes out 10th, whether it's a male or female. Bein, right, because it's a type of shlamim. So a shlamim can be male or female. Ol is only zachar. Chathas is only nekeva. But ol shlamim could be either. So as meafia, bein tamim bein balmum. Even if it's a blemished animal. Sokro besikra, you take a stick with some red paint on it. Va'omer harezu meiser. And you label it with meiser. Lo sokro besikra v'lo minyan b'shevet. If you didn't paint with a red stick, you didn't count. O sheminyan revutzim o'omdim hara'elu meiser. Right? You have to have counted. But if you didn't, or you have to have them in a number row at least. But ho v'minyan asara asara v'kidesh asiri is a meiser. As long as they're number 10, after counting 9, so that is meiser. And then he says, Eino tzarech letzarei v'chulu, and he says, now he gets it too, ha'yushlosha adarim bein kol echad ve'echad shisha asar mil ha'yushloshtim in starfin. If you have three herds, and in between the three are no more than 16 mil, they are mitzurif. Kesad, ha'yutisha mikan v'tisha mikan ve'echad ve'emsa ha'yushloshta nechlasim l'adir l'sasar. That's one, and as long as you have in the middle. And then that's our halacha, right? You got to have, if you have one in the middle. What if you have pturim in the middle? That's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about where you have all mechuyavim in the middle. But this is the question here. If you have pturim in the middle, would that be enough? So that's the Gemara's question, right? Do we say it's parallel, right? Do we say it's parallel to the case of the challah? Gemara answers, no, it's not parallel. Don't compare connecting two pieces of challah that are in the same bowl that are contiguous with each other with some sheep in different cities, with Kfar Chananya and Kfar Binosai, with Tzipori. Why? And again, we're reading this as an answer. No, Matzinu challah mehalacha. We have found some cases of challah mehalacha, which we've had already three times in this Masechta. Halacha in Yerushalmi means Durabanan. Durabanan, not like Bavli, where often it means halacha moshe b'sinai, right? Matzina b'chala, you find many law, many chiyuvim, oh, it's not in chayiv and chala daraisa, but it's at least chayiv and chala midrabanan. In Syria, right, in the place outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv and chala durabanan. So there are times that you're chayiv and chala durabanan. So to say here that it's connected through the middle, that might be a din durabanan. Lo matzina maiser behema me'alacha. We never find any type of chiyuv and maiser behema midrabanan. So just because just don't compare the context. It could be there's more cases of challah being mechuyev than ma'aser behema being mechuyev, because ma'aser behema you only find the din daraisa or ptur, while challah you find many dinim durabanan. Why don't you have any dinim durabanan by ma'aser behema? Why don't you say, oh, this should be ma'aser behema mi durabanan? So explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because if it's not mechuyev, you know what that's called? Chulin ba'azara. You can't bring an animal in the azara unless it's a karban. So if the Rabbanan are going to say, okay, treat this as Ma'aser Behema. But it's not. And I wasn't mocked the shit as such. I think it is, but it's really not. So that's chulin. That's not a sanctified animal. So you can't bring that. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Aval lo matzinu shegazru chacham al Ma'aser Behema. We don't find that they were gozer. She'i efshar lahakrav chulin ba'azara im eino karban midaraisa. If it's not a carbon daraisa, you cannot be makrabit. Hilkach meiser behema eino mitzarev. Achi achas shelchiyev bitzipori. You got to have a mechuyev one. And that's what the Rambam Paskin that we just read. Right? The Rambam doesn't quote the Putter case. Only if you have mechuyev one in tzipori, shebekai gamnehu mitzarev tvar Torah. Then it will be mechuyev midaraisa. The issue of bringing chulin ba'azara is a huge topic, which has many different parts to it. First of all, the isra of avas chulin ba'azara, is that an isra daraisa or an isra darabanan? Right, it seems to be connected to Psukim in Maseches Kiddushin, but it's not 100% clear. Right, chulin, the iser of getting hana, chulin bazara daraisa la daraisa, that's machlokas in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Rambam himself is not 100% clear, and there's a machlokas Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. Just what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita says, bechol makom muter lishchot. You could shecht anywhere in the world an animal. If you're hungry, you want to have meat, you could shecht anywhere in the world except for the Beis HaMikdash. You could shecht anywhere else. Chutz min ha'azara, shein shochtem ba'azara, ela kachim mizbeach bovad. Aval achulun asa l'shachtem ba'azara, bein behema, bein chaya, bein of. You're not allowed to shecht an animal in the azara, even if it's an animal that cannot be used as a carbon, like a chaya, like a deer, bein of. V'cheinom v'chulu. And then the Rambam says, ha'shochet chulun ba'azara, oso abasar tahor. Right, it's not called a nevela, va'aser bahana kabasar b'chalaf. It's aser bahana. chulin bazar. And then the Rambam says, and here's the one that's controversial and unclear. V'lo behemah v'chai bavad, and not only behemah z'chai, so you're not allowed to bring in the azara, ela kol achulin asur lachnis al azara. You can't bring any chulin into the azara. So if you stop there, I would have said, really, anything? What if I bring this table into the azara? Is that an isur of chulin bazar? This table is not belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. What if I bring anything? I bring a chair into the Azara. Does that violate? So the Rambam says, everything you violate, even, what would you say, even? So the Rambam's even is, after a four-page Mishnah Melech, even basar shchuta o peros vapas. Even, you bring a sandwich, a meat sandwich, or fruit, or bread. Im avar v'echnisan mutarn ba'achila kishayu. If you brought him in, they're mutar to eat. Vidram elu kulan divrei kabbalahein. This is all divrei kabbalah. Oh, those are magical words. What does divrei kabbalah mean? Right? And then the Rambam sometimes has different phrases. Divrei kabbalah, divrei sofrim, different phrases. And then the Rambam says, v'kala shochet chulun bazara, oha ochal kezayis bibsar chulun, jeshlu bazara, if you shecht chulun in the azara, or if you eat, makin oso, makas mardus. You get rabbinic lashes. So, many times, rabbinic lashes means you violated nisa d'rabbanan. But sometimes, no. You could violate a nisa d'araisa and still get rabbinic lashes, because it's not explicit in the text. We just discussed that a week or two ago, when it comes to batashchis. If I cut down a fruit-bearing tree, I'm going to get malchus for that. If I just destroy things in a fit of anger, I violated the Isser D'Oraisa of Baal Tashchis, but it's not mefur, it's not explicit in the text, and therefore I'm not going to get malchus for that. Okay, but what does the Rambam mean? The Rambam says, any chulin bazara, even, and he brings examples, meat, fruit, bread. Are those specific? So some say, no, the Rambam is just giving examples. If you bring anything that doesn't belong to the basic mission, the Azara is going to violate. Others say, no, at least these are in the world of karbanos, right? Things that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, if you bring something in that category to the Beis HaMikdash that's not a karban, that's a problem. Fruit, bikurim. Bread, mincha. Right? Basar of karbanos. So it could be that the Rambam specifically gives these examples because they are a parallel to what you usually are supposed to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's chutzpah dik to bring somebody to the Beis HaMikdash that's not supposed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What are you bringing me? Right, you bring something into the king in your pocket. Oh, but it's not for you. Well, it's not for me. What are you bringing it in here for? So leave it outside. So that's chulin bazara. That's chulin bazara. Okay. So there's a lot more there. Chulin bazara. What does the Rambam hold? There are a couple of other Rambams, but we'll have to leave that for now. Says the Gemara. Kav chadash v'kav yashan v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, if you have a kav from this year and a kav from last year that were no sheikh zebazeh, that was the machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael said, take from the middle. Remember, you have last year's grain and this year's grain, and it was biting in the middle. Rabbi Shmuel says, okay, take challah from it, from the middle. And the Chachamim say, asur. Asur to do that. We already saw what the Gemara is going to say in the Ma'arav Olda, but now we're going to see it. Yosam Rabbi Shmuel. Isn't Rabbi Shmuel saying right? Right? We think old, last year and this year, we think the Havamina, that's like two different types. So they can't combine. So you can't just take from the middle. Kusman v'chitim shnei minimim. Just like wheat and spelt are two types. Al yedei shehu midame lo at omer mitzarev. Right? Because they are similar. Remember we said, if they're next to each other, you can combine them. So chadash v'yosh l'kosh again. So old and new grain? They're the exact same grain. So for sure, old and new is closer than wheat and spelt. So if you're telling me wheat and spelt are different, but when they're next to each other, they combine. So old and new for sure should be able to combine. So Rabbi Shmuel makes a lot of sense. You take some challah from the middle. Rabbi Hila says, no, you're right. On a Torah level, they should combine. But we're talking here about Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Taima d'Rabbanan, Kusman v'chidim shnei minim. Wheat and spelt, people know, are two types. There's no danger that people are going to take this to the next level. They know it's two types. So if you take from the middle, they won't come to think of, oh, you could take wheat for spelt or spelt for wheat. They are two types, and the people will know that they're combined here, and you're taken from both of them. This isn't going to lead to anything. But chadash v'yashim minecharu, but old and new, they're one type. People are going to think they're so close together, people are going to think, oh, okay, I guess you could take from old to new and new to old. And then you're going to be mafrish from last year's apples for this year's apples, and that's not allowed. Im omer atzkein, afu savar lo omer shetarayon masur mizelze. Right, and therefore, because they're so close to each other, that's why we're going to say it doesn't work. Mi derabanan. So it's a gzeira derabanan. So minatorah, as we said, minatorah, you should be able to take from the both. But we say, no, you can't. So therefore what? The Rabbanan didn't say they don't combine. The Rabbanan just said both languages of the Mishnah, usser. Usser to take from there. Meaning, you have to just add in. So you got to figure out another solution. Also to take from the middle. So what do you got to do? You have to find different weed in your house and different spelt in your house and take from there. And take from there. Or add more flour to this dough and take from there. The point of the Rabbanan is not that it's not mitzuref. It is mitzuref. But midarabbanan, you can't take from the middle. That's why you got to find another solution. Good. Hanot ha'chalam ha'kav ha'chulu. So the next machlokas of the Mishnah was, what if I take from a kav? Right, a kav is less than the minimum shear. Less than the minimum shear. So is it chal or not? Rabbi Akiva says yes. The Rabbanan say no. Why? So, Rabbi Akiva, what's the svar for Rabbi Akiva? Why is it okay? Why is it called chala if you took less than the minimum, from less than the minimum shear? Rabbi Akiva, madami lila perish lenigbar malachton. Rabbi Akiva compares this to fruit that you didn't pile up in the field yet. If you took truma very early, is it truma? Yes. Avar v'hifresh man truma, harezu truma. So just like if you took truma early, so too if you took chala from smaller shear. The Rabbanan say, no, don't compare it to grapes that you didn't pile yet. Compare it to grapes that didn't even grow a third yet. That's what it means if you have less of a shear. For Rabbanan, Madame Le Tuash Loivia Shlish, it didn't even grow at all. It's not called grapes yet. Aba Vivish Mimena Truma, if you took Truma from there, we're switching the Gerasa, ain't a Truma. Right? If you took Truma from something that didn't even grow a third yet, then it's meaningless. So, the first suggestion of the Gemara is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. What do you compare a small dough to? Do you compare it to a tvua that didn't have Gemar Malacha yet? You didn't pile up yet? Or even earlier, do you compare it to, it didn't even grow yet? So the Gemara says, Chazru Lomar. So we say, and we're going to go with the Gruz Girsa here. He adds in a few words. I'm just going to go to the bottom to read the Gruz Girsa. Chazru Lomar. No, we say, no, it's not comparable to either of those. Eino Domeh, lo leperish, lo nigmar malachton, velo letvua, shelo yevishlish. It's not like either of those. Not like either of those. Because here, when it's a small amount, you're not in the parsha yet. You don't have enough for the shear. So I don't think it's like either of those, right, where you have a requisite amount, because any amount is a requisite amount, by tvua. So you don't compare it to either of those. So rather, Ella, Rabbi Akiva, Midami La, but rather this is what it is. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, you know what? Ella, I guess we'll stop by Rabbi Akiva. Let's start with Rabbi Akiva, what the real pshat is. We'll start with Ella Bezer next time, as we continue here on Daf Chaf. We'll stop here, we'll continue next time.